Good afternoon. I was asked by Rav Tversky Shlit, this is a sub for him, because he can't talk, he has laryngitis. So I, of course, said yes. Ein misarven legadol. I checked with him this morning in shul. He said, any topic of Masechta Gittin, with a little shmooze at the end. And so I asked him if the topic of Prusbul is okay. Okay, it's fine. It's a topic which is obviously relevant to all of us. Not a topic that everyone's talking about in the respective shiurim. So it's sort of a freestanding inyan. So if you should all have Gemara's Gittin. Plenty of Gemara's in the space medrash. Just take one. It's not your own. Use it b'mkoymer. Lamed vavam at base. I want to discuss two items which are relevant for the lachos of Prusbul, which the next few weeks relate to many of us. Halfway down, Toshma. Yom HaShmuel lo kasvin en Prusbul eli bebeidina de sura bebeidina de nahardo. What does that mean? The Gemara says there's a discussion of whether Hillel's takana was forever or for his own generation. Well, I think Gemara says what it means. It means it's as follows: Dilma ki tikkun Hillel ledori alma kagon beidina di day his own bezin, which is a very high quality bezin. Uchiravami ravasi dalimi leafkuei mamona avlo chuliyam alo. The Gemara suggests the possibility that if you want to have a prusbul, and what is the nature of prusbul? What does prusbul mean? Prusbul means, just for those who have no clue, maybe never learned anything about it, you look on that Lamed Vavam and Aleph towards the bottom. Zeh gufa shel prusbul, mosrani lechem ploni, and some of the different girsos. There's a ploni, or ploni, or ploni, or ploni, ploni, or ploni. Dayanim shememokam ploni, shekol chov sheyesh yetzal ploni, shekvenu kol zman she'erza. V'hadayanim chos from lamata ho'edim. So it's a document which Hillel instituted, which works to eliminate the problem that chovas, in the absence of a prusbul, become null and void at the end of the Shemitah year. If you want to collect the chov, you have to write a prusbul. So the question is, what kind of bezin do you need? So the Gemara suggests on the Aflamed Vavam Beis, perhaps you need a bezin of the caliber of Rav Ami V'Ravasi Dalimi Lafkui Mamona Avul Chuliyam Alo. That means the three people, it's not enough that they be Jewish, that they be learned. They have to occupy a particular position in the community, and they have the ability to be mafkia mamon. Presumably this goes with the principle of hefker bezin hefker. As a matter of fact, the Gemara on this very daf talks about hefker bezin hefker on the top, lamed vavam beis, hakan debim bedorais alo mishamta shviyis tkin rabbanon de tishamet. So there are different answers. Abai says Shevel Tase, Rava says Hefker Besen Hefker. And Psukim are quoted to prove that the concept exists, known as Hefker Besen Hefker. Okay. So here's a question, Alokha Lamaisa. What kind of Besen do we have in our generation? It's like the Besen of Hillel, or the Besen of Rav Ami Ravasi, the Slalimi Lafkui Mamona. And in fact, is this what's really required? Do you require such a Besen, such a Chosh of a Besen, in order to write a Prusbul? Let's turn to the Ran. Some of the Gemara's that you have the Ran in the back. In the new print, it's page Nun Vav. The old print is page Yud Tes. So if you look on in this print, it's page Nun Vav, the bottom of the first column in the Ran, quotes the Ramban, who says, Lo kaimalon kishmuel, diyamad lo kasvinon prusbul ela bebeidina desura bebeidina den hardo. No, we reject Shmuel. We reject Shmuel. We don't pass him like him. Because there's a tension in the Gemara between Shmuel and Rav Nachman. Is prusbul a good idea nowadays? Is it a bad idea nowadays? We all say it's a good idea. So we're going to write the principle even in any bezdin, not like Rav Ami or Rav Asi. And arrive from the flam at Zayinim and Aleph, Rabbonim de Rav Ashi, the Talmid and Rav Ashi's yeshiva, the Masri Mili Lahadodi, Velo Masri Mili the Rav Ashi, the Havi Beidin and Rabba Bishatayim. Rav Ashi was Rav Ashi wrote the Gemara. Rav Ashi was the Gadol Hador. And they could have gone to Rav Ashi himself that he should be in the bezdin of the prosel. Well, they didn't do it. They sat in the dorm and they made a prosel. And they know, well, each guy got different. Like, they found like Avatar Sadar. They found three guys, they made a prosel and done. These are not the most chosh of a bezdin. Any three guys, I mean, true, they were in Rav Ashi's yeshiva. And we also have a yeshiva. Not everybody is on the madrega that we can say it's like the Beidina, the Rav Ami, Rav Ashi, the Rav Asi that you can be mafki a moment. So apparently the Talmidei Rav Ashi's yeshiva were not concerned with that. So Raya, we don't require it the halacha lemaisa. Fine. Any quotes the last? Because the last line in the first column of the Ran on page Nunvav, Kaimel and Krav Nachal, the Sfilei Amid Beis, Amid Beis, Pruzul B'Shnayim Sagile, Alma Griya Mishar Dinei Momenes, Lobinan Bey, Beidina Rabba. Fine. This is what the Ramban says. The Ramban is making on the Shailah. Although Shmuel says that you require Beidina the Rav Ami Rav Asi Mafki Maman, again he repeats Kamashmalan Shmamila the lesser of the Shmuel the Fichalok Sava Harifzal the cave of the lesser of the Shmuel etc etc Eilu Dvarovzal. So the Ran says we don't follow Shmuel, we don't have to have Beidina the Rav Ami Rav Asi, any Bezna will suffice. Says the Ran, for those who have this edition, it's a new paragraph in the column 2 on page Nunvav. He's not so. He says number one, even Shmuel is wrong as far as the question of the Dori Alma. But we're not going into that right now. But as far as the Ikar Din is concerned, not so simple. He says the Rambam says this Gemara that he quoted before about Talmid Rav Ashi, last six lines here. The Rambam Ichos Shmita. Kalu sheikilu b'tamidei chachamim shehilvu zeh zeh nei sheyodim shesh hashmodos ksofim b'zman hazeh mizdivreyem uvidvorim b'lvadei nitches dumid demay daminim perkezu neshech yimekulus by ribis. And therefore the Rambam himself quotes Shmuel lo kasvinan pruzbula ele pekagon beidina de Rav Ami Rav Asi v'lo dochosu b'bneizu. It's a machlokos the Rambam and the Ramban gedoli ador. Do you have to make a pruzbul in a bezdin which is like Rav Ami Rav Asi, the high quality bezdin? Oh no, any three people will suffice. As long as they know what's going on, that's enough. So it's a machlokas gedoli aposkim. It's true, even though he's machmir and says that the Rambam is right against the Ramban, he writes on the page Nun Zayin, end of that first little paragraph here in the narrow lines. We don't have any such bezdin in today's world. The chol bez and choshev shebedor. The Rabbi Natam made a prosbul mizat tami. We didn't think it was Rav Ami Rav Asi. Even the machmirim requires a bez and a special bez din, as long as a bez and choshev shebedor. Even that, of course, requires some evaluation. What is that? What is a bez and choshev shebedor? Well, I'd say it's probably not. It's just, three chev here in this room. Even though they're big tamid chachamim and they're learning amav alayla, but we're not the bez and choshev shebedor yet. So therefore, if you want to follow the opinion of the Ran and the Rambam, you wouldn't make a prosbul stam in the dorm to get any three chevra. You try to find the bezdin chashuv and try to use them as the bezdin for your prosbul. Of course, the question becomes, how do you find them? How do you get to them? Let's say people think that the bezdin chashuv shabadar, I don't know, where's such a bezdin today? Maybe the badat Yerushalayim, I don't know, B'nei Barak. I don't know where you find a bezdin choshev. Maybe in America you find someone. I don't know where you find over in Brooklyn and Muncie. I don't know, Lakewood, or maybe you want to go to the bezdin of America, which I think is also some chashivas. But everyone's going to go piling into the bezdin, and everyone's going to go find your bezdin. People live distances away. So what do you do about that? Let's assume you identify with the bezdin choshev. Let's say you have El Yashu's bezdin. That's the bezdin choshev shabadar. We're going to go take a plane and going out to find Rav Yosha's bezdin in session, which is probably a few minutes, and then all clients are going to line up to give a principle over there. So it doesn't add up to you on a practical level. So you have two choices. You get the bezdin, which is the most chashuv you can find locally, wherever that happens to be, maybe in your local community. you'd be home, in Shabbos, everything, in Shabbos. So you can find here, we have a lot of Chashuv Rabbanim here, that you can find them to be a Bezal Chashuv. I saw in the son of a Shech, that Shlid is going to be here for Shabbos. So you can't get higher than that. I wanted to get him and two of his colleagues to make a Bezal Chashuv. That's one option. But let's say you can't. You're just be a circumstance, you live somewhere else, you just can't find a Bezal Chashuv. Can you make a Prusbul and appoint the Bezal Chashuv long distance? I won't go to Bezin at all. I'll stay in my own house. I'll get two Eidim who sign a piece of paper which says, I hereby appoint. I don't pick any Bezin. The Gedolei Hador, you pick them as your Bezin. You appoint them as a Bezin for your Prusbul. Does that work or does that not work? It's a very, very relevant question. So the Mordechai and Simon Shinpei, those who have the Mordechai in the back, Simon Shinpei, in this edition, it's on page Yud. This is Yerushalmi. The question is, what do Yerushalmis mean? In this edition, on page Yud, it's column 2, the last paragraph. It starts with a question of Rabbi Ben Yechiel. In Bezin Gedolei Hador Rechokim Mimenu, so how can you say Prusbul Hayo Livi Yavad? The Gemara said you're believed to say that he lost your Prusbul. So, what do you mean? He's assuming you need the Bezin of Gedolei Hador, and the Bezin of Gedolei Hador in Yerushalayim, and I live in New York. It's before they had planes. So what are you what, he's going to make a Leitzanus? You're living somewhere in Europe, and you say the Bezin of the chief rabbis of Yerushalayim. So it's a mockery. It's impossible to be true. Nirali, the La Baruch Kavakurva Tayamos, it's irrelevant, no problem, that I'm far 1,000 miles away. The Garcina Lava Rishami the Shviest, Rabbi Chizka B'Shem Rabbi Yirmiyah, Afilo Nisunim Beromi, Pirush, Hadayonim, there in Rome, Kolom Ayoch, Oloma Mosrani, the Ploni, of Plonim, Hadayonim, Shemimokom Ploni, Afilo Rechokim Imenu Harbe, Afal P, She'enim Befonov, Shapir Domi. Wow. So therefore we can do it. Anyone pick his favorite bezin? Everyone has a favorite, no? Well, maybe you like the Badats, like maybe you like Mr. Karelitz's bezin. You like the bezin of America, the bezin. Everyone has some bezin in the world that he thinks is a very good bezin. And you sign a piece of paper. The Moser Yoshchayvus to this bezin. You find the name of the three dayanim who run that bezin, and that's it. You can sit in your, and do that. You can do it in the dorm room, no problem. Right? It's easy. Your Moser long distance before Shirushalmi. As with the understanding of the Mordechai. Because the question is that really true? Is that the only pshat in this Yerushalmi? Is that the only pshat that's referring to Dayanim who are far away? Never uses the word Dayanim in the Yerushalmi. No, it doesn't say Dayanim. There could be another interpretation of what's in Rome. Anybody? Suggestion. Anybody want to give a suggestion? If you want to say Pshat Nirushalmi, not referring to the Dayanim, what would you suggest? Yeah? The Lova. It's not so much, it could be the Lova, it's true. But the suggestion is just given by the Ramban, it's just going on the Shtaris. Because in concept, what is Prusbul is like a Mesira Shtar. Most of Shtaros of the Bezin. That's a din daraisa, presumably called the most poskim. If I actually give the actual document to the chavrei abezin, literally give him the piece of paper, so then that works. Before Hillel came along, Hillel's prusbul is a shortened version of mesiras shtaros of the bezin. So it could be the pshat in this Yerushalmi that the shtaros are Beromi. But where's the dayan right in front of my nose? You can't do a prusbul long distance. It's unheard of. If you look here in the Ran, the mashmos of the Ran is exactly that. That the bezdin has to be in front of you, and that the Yerushalmi is referring to the Shtaros. Right now, I'm not finding it. It should be right here in front of us. It's a Ran. It's also the Ramban says that way. And you have to be in front of the Bezdin. Here, take a look here. This little quote we can give you, at least temporarily, on page Nunvav, column 2, in this print. Where he quotes, towards the bottom, he quotes from Rashi. Masri mi liable oksivas prusbul al kacham from the chavireim. Hevu o hare atem bezdin. V'chovi mosul lachem the gvolsa kosman she'erza. What do you mean? You have to be mechomu b'moshav bezdin hoyu osim kain. It has to be in the moshav of a bezdin. You can't just do this and have a bezdin in Rome. It doesn't work. Shtaras in Rome works. But bezdin in Rome does not work. That's the opinion of the Ramban and of the Ran. The bezin has to be right in front of you. You can't have to have a bezin which is far away. So that's a machlokos gedolei aposkim. Again, there seems to be a Yerushalmi, and the Yerushalmi says that something could be in Rome. Question: what can be in Rome? According to the Mordechai, the Dayanim can be in Rome, and according to the Ran and the Ramban and the Mashmos of Rashi, no, the Shtaros can be in Rome, but the bezin has to be right in front of you. So now, Bosai, what do we do? Let's say have two choices. One choice is to give it to the Bezin Choshev Shebedorah, but you're not going to be able to get in front of them. The other choice is to give it to a Bezin, which is maybe not as Choshev, but you can come and speak to them. What do you do? This is a choice which, I mean, people here want to make prusbul next few weeks have to confront this question head on. Yes, A or B. Unlikely to be able to get into a Bezin Choshev. Maybe some of you can. That'd be the best thing. According to the Choladex. So, let's look at Shulchan Aruch. Choshen Mishpat, Simen Samach Zayin. That's a simen about Prusbul. Shulchan Aruch writes as follows in Sif Yudches, Mechaber. Prusbul Eina Meshamed Ve'eno Nichtav Ela Bebezim Choshuv. Ve'eno Beshlosha Bekiyim Bedin U'Be'inyan Prusbul. They've been appointed by many in that city. Why must they be appointed by many in that city? Presumably, then they have the power of the Bez and the Ravami of Ravasi, including the Bez power of what we call Hefker Bez and Hefker. You have to have a lot of status, according to the Shulchan Aruch, here in Sif Yud Ches, in order to be able to write a Prusbul. That's a very, very important thing. So, okay, that's the answer. So that's the end of it. You have to go to a Choshev and Bezin. That's if you're a Sephardi. What does the Rambam say? Rambam says, nah. V'yeshom dekosin pruzul b'chol Bezin. V'nirali d'yesh l'hokol b'zman hazeh. B'zman hazeh? What's b'zman hazeh mean? What does b'zman hazeh? What changed? What mean b'zman hazeh? Says the Sma. Pirish Afila ben Medina, shenoing in behem shmita, kilo kalkosav maram bereish simezer, el ben Medinos eloi noagin, av yesh Medina shenoagin bo. Whoa. There's some Medinas which don't have shmita at all. When the Rush traveled from Germany to Spain, when he ran away, he saw all of a sudden there's no, they forgot all about shmita. So he says, Tzavach kekruchi, screaming and yelling, what's going on over there? They didn't listen to him. So if you write, look up the Torah, he says that. So they're different customs. So the Ramah says in Simen Samach Zayin, Sif Aleph. Yesh om de'en shmita nuheges b'zman hazeh. Period. Doesn't apply. I don't have to go into the sugya. There's no yovel, there's no shmita. Some say the shmita is the Rabbanan. Some say it doesn't exist at all. Some say there's no shmita's karka nowadays. Some say there's no shmita's kafim. Those who want to look it up, it's right here in front of us. It's a rivet, it's a balamor. Right over here in this sugya, look at the Ravid, for example. It's page Nunhei. What? Doesn't apply. I think it's all Minas Chassidus. Why? We pass like Rebbe. It's all from the Ravid over here. That stay Shemitah. There's no Yovel. There's no Shemitah. No Minator. But the Rabbanon. There's no Yovel at all. There's no Shemitah at all. So writes the Ravid. The Prusbul is only Minas Chassidus. The Balamor says it's something similar. And they seem to say that even Shemitah's Karaka is also only a Midas Chassidus. It's one of the coolest that was used, by the way, for the Heter Mechira in Eretz Yisrael. The whole thing is only Midas Chassidus based upon these Rishonim. And the Chassidus screams, you can't rely on these Rishonim, it's a Das Yochid. Aye, in Shemitah's Ksaf, we do rely on it, the Ramaz, the Midas Yisrael was too. Well, that may be a little bit different. It's a whole Arichas, not for now. So presumably what the Ramaz is saying, maybe it's Manazeh, that there are those who deny the whole existence of Shemitah's Ksafim, even though we do it, we can rely on the most lenient sheet with respect to the choice of a Bezdin, and choose even a Bezdin that's not a Bezdin to Rav Ami, for Rav Asi. Just to finish the Ramon and Sif Aleph. Aminik ha-yunog and adayin ha-chbizman ha-rosh, wrote in the Tshuva, it's all in the Ramon, she-chtsova k'kruchio levat la-minik lo-ashkechu bay, and the Achronim say, tam la-minik, there's no Shemitah, goes to Marik, and the Tshuva Sadeshen, and the Maharil, ve-en la-dakta ha-chareyim. You can't bother them too much because they have some reasons. The reasons between you and me are not the greatest reasons. Some suggest that it's because there's language in the various shtorahs which implies that there is some kind of a tnai amanashdol tashmateni b'shvias esugim masechta makas and bava metzia. We're not going to go into that right now. Bottom line is today we try to have a prizbal. But still, there are those who have the minig of taking any three people. So in the, I believe that the Bezdin of America, when it sent out prizbuls, gave two alternate forms. Either point the Bezdin of America to be your dayanim, and they have to consider themselves to be someone of a Bezdin Choshev. It's not Shanivis, but what are you going to do? Shanivis has its place, but Yiftach Bidara, what can you do? So in every group of society, they have to pick a Bezdin. So they didn't even ask me. My name is also on the Bezdin. They put my name there too, with Rabbi Schwartz, who lives in Chicago. That's close to Rome, right? I mean, as far away as Rome for all practical purposes. Used to be Rabbi Reese Shalita, who's now our Manal, was the Manal of the Bezdin the last time. He was replaced by Rabbi Weissman. He lives in Passaic. And I guess he comes to the Bezdin in Manhattan. So those are the three names that are on that option. And even though you don't see them, you can appoint them as a Bezdin. And the other option is they give you to pick three people, and then you leave it blank, the three people who are right in front of you, and you can then have, if you want, you can even have signed by those three, or signed by two of them, who I think the way they have it worked, if you pick the three, they honor of the best of America, it's signed by two of them. These two of them are saying that this is a good, valid document. There's an interesting question. Why isn't this me pick Sovam? That's a sugan af lamad gimel amad aleph in Masech Gittin. We spoke about it a little bit in Ashir, but either because either because it's what's called das balashtar, the Chazal matakin that the malve is the balashtar, even though the lova is what we call the mischayev. That's one possibility, and there's a Muki Yosef in Masechta Bava Basra. Daf Mem talks about it. I'm not going to go into that right now. So you have two choices. You have the form from our Bezdin. You have two choices. Which one should you pick? So if you're a Sfaradi, it's not even a Shaila. You must pick the Bezdin Choshev. If you're an Ashkenazi, and you have the choice of picking a Bezdin which is not so Choshev, but it's in front of you, what about the Bezdin Choshev that's not in front of you? So Shulchan Aruch writes over here in Sif Chof Aleph, Yesh Mishakosav Prusbul, you have to go to the Gimel Edim, means you have to go to the Bezdin. Yesh, I'm no. Afil Lishnayim. V'yom mehavu alai sadi v'chazu da'ano masrana prusbul kame gimel dayanim. B'mokum ploni. That's based upon the Mordechai. So the Mechabi here has two dais and doesn't decide which day is right. So you have a big problem. So I guess if you're Sfardi, since the Mechabi here has two dais and the Mechabi in Sif Yud has only one day, namely, that a Bezdin Choshev is required, you'd be better off going to a Bezdin, appointing a Bezdin Choshev even in absentia, because you have no choice if you're Sfardi. If you're Ashkenazi, and the alternative of appointing any three that they are b'fanecha, whereas it's unresolved in Sifcha Falaf whether they need b'fneim or not, might be better to go that way. So I'm not deciding for sure which way you should go. Ask a local Orthodox rabbi, but we can see it's dadim l'kan u'l'kan. I want to discuss one more item very briefly about Prozbul, which is a Gemara on the Flamet Zayin and Aleph in... 1 second, let's see if we can find it. It is a Lamed Zayin and Aleph. It's really a Mishnah Masech Shvi'is, but the 10th line Lamed Zayin and Aleph, Tanan Hosam, and Tosfin Prozbul, Ela al Karka. You have to have Karka. Im ein lo, has no karka. Mizakeu b'sof sadeu kolshu. What's a kolshu? Mamash or nothing. Mokom tana v'kirayim. Some say even less than that. Machat manach sichit. There's nothing. The tiniest little bit, the little tiniest bit of karka he has to have, and that's sufficient. What's the reason for this? Says the Rashi. El ala karka. This is about the 10th narrow line in Rashi Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. Im yesh karka lelover lo tikner ela bezman shachov kishar rov shtoris. Shem nigvim min akarka, davi milsa de shchicha. Milsa lo shchicha, lo avi rabbana takanta. We don't have a takana, if it's a milsa de lo shchicha. Okay? Afo pi shen ashova kol achov, the karka is worth almost nothing. Doesn't make a difference. It could be kolshu, afilu melo machat. All right, then you can collect many times over. We're not going into that detail right now. This is what the Rashi says. It's a matter of milsa de lo shchicha, that's why you have to have karka. Fine. If you look on the Ran, when the Ran quotes this, it's on page Nun Zayin in Dapei Haran. He quotes Rashi, and on top of column 2 he writes, but the Rash, Rabbeinu Shimshon, in Masechta Shvi'is, in the Mishnah Perek Yud, is a different reason. It's like that. You can just hide it or eliminate it. And it says in Perek HaShaleach that you write a prusbul. It may have started out as a result that usually karka is gegvuya tvei because karka is, you can't move it. Karka oratz olam amodes, and therefore there's shibud nechosim on the level of the rice of the rabbonon. We're not going into that right now. The karka is different than metatlin. And once they said so, it's a low plug. Even though it's not of a munach agabi yaseiros, they can actually move around, still as din of karka. Okay. Says the Ran, a little bit later on the same page, towards the bottom of Nun Zayin, umistabra, big letters, umistabra, the ma'idar minam is akeo b'sadeo kolshu, shem hoyasham v'tzoveach, I'm screaming, I don't want it, I don't want it, I don't want it. Lo mahani, it works. When we can they release, is around interesting. The Maida Kaimalon, Zochan la Adam Shlobafanov. Kol Shadova be Atmo Skus. Right now I'm giving you a skus, I'm giving you extra kaka what you didn't have before. Afal Pish and Nimshach Mimenu Chov, Shu Yeser ala Skus. I mean, as a result of this, he's going to have to pay up all his debts of $1 million. He didn't even 1 cent worth of karka. It's going to cost him $1 million in debt. Doesn't matter. Zocha v'konam. The hochak shem mezakeu karka kolshu. Mischayehu b'kach shein shviyas meshavet eschovo. Could be $1 million. Afiloch yaminon. The mahari. So he wants to say as a general principle, we follow the here and now, not the long-term consequences. But then he says, no, maybe not. Ela she'ev shalitchos v'lomar. It's what kule to get by prusbul. This is a case where he's going to scream later on. That's why he screams right away. So therefore he thinks it will not work. But he wasn't there. It does work. What if he screams later on when he finds out? When he finds out, he screams and says, I don't want it. I don't want it. The Divrei Rashi Shekosev the Hod Debin and Karka, Hayne Meshun Debin and Sheachov Kisharov Shtoras Shein Digvim and Karka, Korav Adav Alomar the Kevin the Bishas Tivas Aprusbul Hoya Karka Bicheskoso. What is Bicheskoso? Not his. It means it was in his control. Mahani. Even though when he says no thank you, it uproots it, what? Rabbi said what? Retroactively. Pashup shat. Zochan lo nishlo b'fanav, if he assumes the schutz of ice cream, tzovach mitchila v'atzovah. It's Baba Basuk of Lamed Ches. You never owned it from the beginning. It doesn't matter. It's judged at the time. At the time it seemed that he had karka, it looked like it was a shriach, like a case, so it would take effect. Aval adiv rabbein ha-shimshon, shekos av d'hayin ha-tayim ha-mnei sha'oz ha-chov k'govi b'yad bezin, mashma, the low mahani. Why not? Because ultimately it turns out that he never owned his karka, because he refused it. V'chein adin, im hoya lo karka b'shas k'sivas pruzbul. When he wrote the pruzbul, he had karka. U'mecharo kodem shvius. Before Rosh Hashanah comes in, Shadava Toli Bisvaras Shnei Perushin Zehu Daiti. What does that mean? According to Rashi, it would be good because it depends upon you write it. It was a Dava Shriach. He had Karka, but according to the Rabbi Shimshon, it would be no good. Why? Because I think what he means to say is that the Mesira is considered a Mesira at the last possible moment, not at the moment. That's what it sounds like. Not at the moment when the Prizbal is actually written, but some is considered to be Govui, somewhat more govui at the moment of when Shvius ends, and if he got rid of his kaka before that, presumably you would not say it's considered to be ke govui. That's a very big chiddush. I wouldn't have said that. I would have said that it depends upon right now. Could govui in the time that he writes the prusbul? That's what I would have said. Apparently, he's assuming that since it does not have to be ke govui till the end of the Shemitah, the only matakan at that point, and from that point and on, is considered to be ki govui and not before. Nonetheless, it helps for chov, which he had bishas kruzbal, and not later on. That kruzbal meucher would be possible. But even for that chov, it's only considered ki govui from the last possible moment. So if you got rid of your kaka before that, it would not be considered ki govui. According to Rabbi Shimshon, it would be no good. According to Rashi, presumably it would be good, because it's considered to be a shchiach case. No. So what do you do these days? Halacha lemaisa. By a show of hands, who in this room owns karka? Owns land? Big crowd. Not a single person owns a single sliver of land. So that's it. No one can write a principle. I won't ask who in this room has money owed to him. Yeah, you never know. Someone borrowed money. The minigas do a prusbul even if you don't know that your guy owes you $1 million. It's a minigas if you can. But you have no karka. I said, how's it going to help? So Shulchan Aruch writes, Simon, Sam of Zion, Sif, Chof, Beis, Ein, Kosum, Prusbul, El, Ala, Karka, Afilu, Karka, Kol, Shu, Sagi, Afilu, Ein, Lema, Lotz, It's not good, Munach, Gavi, Yaseiris, Bavir. Doesn't make a difference. So it's all. What happens if nobody has karka? Mizakeu, Afilu, Ayadei, Acher, Afilu shalom b'fonov. Miu imalov l'fonenu b'tzoveach. En arot saliskos b'kaka shalachayim. En mezak alonu b'al karach. But if he's not there, that's what we do. So how does it work? Let's say I'm going to sit by a bezdin, and there'll be people in the room. They all want to. Who's here for the prusbul? Everyone raises. I'm here all for the prusbul. So good. Anyone have karka? No one has karka. Actually, in my shul, there are plenty of people who have karka. They have $1 million homes, Baruch Hashem. But not everybody's zarech al kach. Some are still nebuch renting. Pashas is not enough to rent. You have to own the karka. So what we could say is as follows. I can ask a guy who has a big house somewhere in Riverdale. You know, do you mind being makne the tiniest sliver of your, you know, multi-acre estate to all the people who are in this shul who don't nebuch, don't own any karka? And do you mind? I don't mind. Okay, so what we'll do, I'll take a handkerchief. I have a kind of a chalipin, right? Take a handkerchief. I'll give my handkerchief to this person who owns a home. Said, please, I'm picking up on behalf of all the individuals in the room who are malvim, one of my principal, but they don't have karka, that they should have a mashu of your house, or your land around your house. Shalom Yisrael. It works. I have only one shaila. That works in a case like this. See, everybody in this room wants to write a prusbul. So you're all here anyway. So it's determined who's here. But what will happen if they'll have, you know, hours? Well, that's what we probably have in shul. No, we'll have probably this in 2 weeks on Sunday before Rosh Hashanah. So we'll have hours, I don't know, an hour before Mincha. Whoever wants to come in, should come and do the Prizma. And I'm going to be there on time when we start. You know how it is. If you'll fall in, for that wants to wait around for an hour, so they're going to fall in. So if I want to, I'll come to the first guy. You have a house? Yes, you have a house. Can you, do you mind if you transfer a tiny bit of your property to the, no problem. So I give it, I pick up the handkerchief. I mean, he picks up the handkerchief to be makkah to everyone, what? Who's going to come in the next hour to do a prusbu. What problem? We may run afoul of what? What? Breira. It's a Breira problem. No, what do you say about Breira? It's a sugan gip. Not if you're learning that in Bekiyas. It's in the third parak. So how do we pass in the shadow of Breira? With Rabbanon Yesh Breira. So the suggestion is made. Prusbu's on the Rabbanon Yesh Breira. Not so simple. True, that prusbu's the Rabbanon. But the nidon right now is, can you transfer property? That's the dinim amanus. Dinim amanus is deraisa. It's chav lezeh, chus lezeh. You can't say that dinim amanus is the rabbanon. The prusbu is the rabbanon. So I don't know if that would work. I have to ask the big rabbanon to see what they think. I'm not sure that would work. If it wouldn't work, you have to look around and say, do you want to be makta your house, piece of your house to anyone who's in this room right now? Yes. Pick it up. Good. You have to keep your eye open. Whenever someone walks in, I said, but you were here at the beginning and you weren't here? You said, do it again. And you have to keep, you know, every 20 minutes when every next crowd comes in, you have to do it, pick up the handkerchief again to be marked a bit of kark. With me so far? So these are some of the highlights about Prusbul and Maisa. The two most significant issues of Prusbul are the Bezdin and the kark. So whatever else you learn about it in your other Libudim, it's Yagla Torah V'yad. Say a few words about the parasha.